As he joined us at the table, he told us, "I've been looking forward to sharing this meal with you before I suffer." And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to us, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this to remember me." And then after supper, he took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine now on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decided, but woe to that man who betrays him." Well, we were all at a loss. Betray the rabbi? Who would do such a thing? The rabbi said, "It's the one to whom I'll give this piece of bread." And he gave it to Judas. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan took control of his heart. The rabbi said, "Friend, what you're about to do, do quickly." And Judas left us. He went straight to the chief priests and agreed to turn the rabbi over to them quietly for 30 pieces of silver. The memories from that Passover are bittersweet. At one point, the rabbi looked at me with the sadness that nearly broke my heart. He called me by my old name. He said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. But I've been praying for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, that you'll strengthen your brothers." Hearing the sorrow in his voice, I wanted to convince him that no matter what, I would be the rock that he needed me to be. "Rabbi," I said, I'm ready to go with you anywhere, even to prison or to death." And then the mouth that had spoken words of life to me spoke words that I would never forget. He said, "I tell you, Rock, before this evening is through, you will deny 3 times that you even know me." There was no consoling him. He took us all to a garden called Gethsemane to pray. Why he took me, I'll never know. I wasn't much comfort to him. He was sorrowful to the point of death. He prayed, "Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me. It's not my will, but yours be done."